For some Oklahoma educators, the fight for more school funding didn't stop when the teacher walkout ended. Many of them are now running for office in what's shaping up to be a very busy election year. A record-breaking 794 people filed for various state offices, and as State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, many say they're ready to shake things up.
During Oklahoma's 9-day teacher walkout, a small group of educators walked 110 miles from Tulsa to Oklahoma City to highlight their fight for more school funding. A marching band accompanied them for their last mile to the state capitol, while thousands of protesters cheered them on. Tulsa Public Schools Superintendent Deborah Gist was one of those who walked, and when given the chance to address the cheering crowd, she called for a revolution.
This is not a rally. This is not a protest. This is a movement.
Gist encouraged people to stay organized and, most importantly, get involved in state politics.
We must vote. We must register others to vote. We must run for office.
Oklahomans are running for office in record numbers, and it appears about 80 of them are educators. Cody Kuntz is an English teacher at Bixby High School, and he says it was his lawmakers' reluctance to meet with educators during the strike that made him think he could do better.
It was just impossible to sit down and talk over issues, and I feel like it's important that even if I completely disagree with another person, to give them the time to make their case.
Kuntz is a Republican running against Republican Representative Mike Ritz. Kuntz says he wants to make school funding a priority and feels the longtime incumbent has not.
I believe that if I had a candidate who was pro-education in my district, I would not have felt the need to run as much as I did.
Jen Youngberg teaches in Haskell Public Schools, a small district southeast of Tulsa. She's filed as a Democratic opponent to Ritz and describes a similar walkout experience.
I'm running because after having the opportunity to meet with my representatives at the Capitol, I was extremely upset by their nonchalance of what to do about the education crisis in Oklahoma.
Democrat Madeline Scott, another educator, is vying for Republican Representative Tess Teague's seat in Choctaw. Scott says she planned to run in 2020, but the teacher walkout motivated her to enter politics sooner rather than later.
I spoke to my representatives and it felt like they didn't hear me. Like I was invisible. I didn't matter.
All three teachers say the current representatives in their local districts are out of touch. Their school boards all voted unanimously to support educators during the walkout over low pay and low school funding. Both Ritz and Teague voted against three major legislative packages that would have increased taxes to fund teacher raises. Neither incumbent responded to State Impact's request for comment, but in other interviews, Ritz said he took issue with the tobacco tax increase. Teague said she thinks lawmakers could have increased school funding without raising taxes. Devin Carlson, an education policy researcher at the University of Oklahoma, says many of the state's most conservative Republicans will have to fight the hardest to keep their seats this year.
Those representatives who opposed most of the revenue measures that were brought forth in the House this spring are seeing a significant larger number of challengers than those who are generally supportive of the revenue measures.
Representative Ritz, for example, ran unopposed in 2014, but now has five contenders. Teague has seven opponents this year. But the fierce political competition isn't reserved for only tax-wary conservatives. In the House, the number of candidates has nearly doubled since 2014. Another way of looking at it, 51 House members ran unopposed 4 years ago. This year, 15 are unopposed, and most of them are Democrats. Andy Richardson is a lawyer running against Representative Chuck Strom for House District 69. He says it's clear that Oklahoma voters want change.
There just seems to be a complete disconnect between the legislature and what Oklahomans really want.
Richardson's read on his community is that people want stronger, better-funded public schools. What's unclear is whether the momentum from the teacher walkout will actually fuel significant change this election season. 2 years ago, a similar thing happened. About 40 teachers ran for office on a platform of increased school funding. Only five of them won. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.